Thanks for dropping by. This is Michael Kerr. You're listening to Humor at Work. Here's a great way to think about some of the changes you need to make in your personal or work life. Or maybe you don't need to make them, maybe you just want to make them. Either way, a great way to frame change, courtesy coaching expert Marshall Goldsmith. In his latest book, Triggers, which I highly recommend, Goldsmith describes a wheel of change to help people think about how they approach making changes in their lives. The wheel of change can also work at a team level, in your workplace, in your business. So take the time with your team. It's a great retreat or executive team discussion to have, or with your whole team discussion to have. Talk about what changes your team or workplace needs to make to become more successful using these four wheel of change elements. Number one, creating. That's the first wedge of the wheel of change. What positive elements do you need to either invent or add to your future? Number two, preserving. So what are the positive elements that are working well that you want to make sure you keep? The third wedge in the wheel of change is eliminating. What are the negative elements you want to get rid of? And then finally, number four, accepting. What are the negative elements that you have no control over that you can't change, and so you just need to learn to accept? It's a simple but effective way to frame a change discussion that generates great conversations and often amazing insights. And now my fun at work tip. Here's a creative fun idea that some of you may be able to implement. A few businesses I've noticed are doing this, and some individuals, they've set up a unique email address that is hooked up to a very funny autoresponder message to whoever uses it. It's a simple way to add a little humor, add a little personality to your business website. And the quote of the week from Jim Carse: to be serious is to press for a specified conclusion. To be playful is to allow for unlimited possibility. And that's why it's so important to be playful in your meetings and to remember that ha plus ha equals a ha. Humor is one of the biggest drivers of creative thinking, folks. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, here's some wacky, confusing actual newspaper headlines. Somebody sent me recently, $3 million verdict to injured detective cut in half. That must have been painful to be cut in half. Dr. Tackett gives talk on Moon. Well, that I suspect there won't be a very good turnout for that. Editor's wife rented two suspects. I have no idea what that headline was trying to say. And finally, parking lot floods when man bursts. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.